This is CliffCentral.com.
Ooh, Goss.
Welcome to the Millennial Gen. On this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday, I hope everyone's having a spectacular day.
I'm having a good day.
I'm having a great day. And we have some dope-ass hosts for, dope-ass guests for you guys,
I mean, the hosts are pretty dope-ass.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We know we dope. But this is your man, Kanye Palmer, coming to you live.
You see how you cut me off then.
I apologize sincerely, dude.
Nah, it's tight. It's Friday, though. So yeah, really nice,
and it's a sunny day. We can't be mad, man. We can't be mad.
I can't be mad. I'm stressed but blessed.
You know? I actually like that. I think we should put that on a t-shirt, dude.
I'm going to.
We definitely must.
Okay, and it's your boy, Edeo, aka Your Majesty.
Yo.
We here live at Cliff Central.
Okay. So, for those folks who don't know, today's show is all about up-and-coming millennials. It's all about the music, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about showcasing the talent, you know. There's on some of our other shows we've had corporate guests in to tell you about the working world, but no, on this beautiful Friday we don't have grown folks here.
It's strictly millennials.
It's strictly the youth. So our first one thing I forgot to mention, sorry, got caught up in the banter, like,
yeah,
you know that.
One
thing I forgot to mention is that our two guests today are on the two, or they're polar opposites in terms of
like music, and genre,
and possibly personality too. But we will find out, you know.
It is what it is. We like doing that on this show.
Okay. Yes. So our first guest today is the lovely, the radiant Mello.
Hey, how's everyone today?
I'm spectacular.
Sounds so excited.
Yeah, I really am. Hey, like I was even talking to my friend about it today. How like Fridays just feel different. Do you know how like throughout the rest of the week you can literally feel so down and just drained.
Yeah.
But come Friday, look alive. Hey.
Look at it.
Okay, but we're getting sidetracked. So our lovely guest, Miss Mello, welcome to the Cliff Central
Studios. Thank
you
for having me.
It is only a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell the beautiful people a little bit about yourself?
Okay, so I'm your golden girl, Mello, but my name is Vitumelo Mulutsi. I'm 23 years old, born and raised here in South Africa, Johannesburg. What else do you want to know? About the music?
Well, I mean, you don't have to cycle through all the questions in one go. Like, I feel like we can get there slowly but surely, you know? So, tell us a bit about your music then.
Okay, well, I'll start by saying it had to start with me growing myself spiritually, because I was in a place where I just felt like, where am I going in life?
Mm.
And it was like very dark place. And I knew at that moment that I had to work on myself spiritually. And when I did that, it was just a weight lifted off of me.
An awakening.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
So I wasn't necessarily doing that because I wanted to do music or anything like that. Music just sort of happened. Then I just started writing. And of course, I'm doing gospel music, just in case you don't know. And the reason I chose to do gospel music is because that's how I've been brought up and that's what I know. So I wouldn't be able to represent anything else.
No, that's nice though.
Yeah.
Like, you believe in what you believe in.
Exactly. And representing it and want to celebrate it.
Well, you gotta rip it.
Do it with the music. Why not?
Damn. I like that. And for those of you who can't see, Miller's wearing some bomb ass shades.
Thank you to Gracia Fine. Ooh. Y'all should find her on Instagram.
Shout out to you, girl.
She's got the plug.
Alright, but they're very dope. So, onto our next question, right? Mm-hmm. I completely lost my train of thought because I was thinking about getting me some of them tints, man.
Okay, I've got a question.
Yes, take it away.
when did you get into music?
I've loved music my whole life. My whole family loves music, so I've been surrounded by music, all sorts of music. And when I was young, actually, when I was like 12, I said to my mom, I want to be a musician. And she looked at me like, girl... No. And I'm glad I didn't do it then, because I can't imagine what I'll be singing about right now. But I'm glad it happened when it happened now, for me to write music and, to have it be out there in the world, because now I'm like, I'm where I'm supposed to be, and my music represents that as well. So it's beautiful for me.
That is beautiful for everyone listening. That's truly inspiring. That's truly inspiring, man.
Inspiring.
And I was talking to one of my friends today, and we were saying how the thing about music, it's like it's something that's so incredible, because you're literally creating something from nothing.
Yeah.
And it can make literally, and like it can make all types of people feel all types of different things that you couldn't have even fathomed when you were making
about
the song.
Music, in my eyes, is like. Like music even transcends, like it transcends language and all that.
Everything.
So
it speaks to the soul, and
exactly.
Soul doesn't have a language.
I agree.
It just hears what it wants to hear.
It hears what it feels.
Yeah, it hears what it feels, exactly.
Like just think of it. There's people in like Japan that are like banging to Travis Scott and what he puts out, but like simply because of what he's saying and the way his music makes them feel.
Yeah, you know? That's always been something I've questioned, actually. Like, how in countries where they don't necessarily speak English, or it's not as dominant, like, in these countries, they still pump these tracks, but, like, do they have someone with subtitles over it? Like, do they dub the songs? How does it work?
How do you put subtitles on music?
I mean dub. Like, so it's like you'll have Travis Scott going, and then you'll have his homeboy going over it in like Japanese or something.
I actually don't know, bro.
You see, like that's a very curious question. That's got me perplexed. But anyways, that's my little tidbit of information for this Friday. Okay, why don't you tell the beautiful people what's next for you? What do you have coming up? To like excite them a bit.
Well, I'll be releasing an album very soon.
Ooh.
It's called Light by Mello. It has 8 songs, 8 wonderful, beautiful songs that I'm so excited for people to hear. And they all have a different sound to them. They all have a different theme to them, which is great. And I think it's music that anyone can enjoy, anyone can groove to. And most importantly, it has a message to it. And it's something that will really uplift people when they hear it. You know, my music, what I wanted for my music is, if a 3-year-old is quoting my song word for word, am I going to be proud of that, you know? Because you see on like your Facebooks and whatever, you see like little kids singing, you know, like interesting things.
And like, I saw this one video of some 4-year-old kid asking his parents about Destruction Boys.
You know what I'm saying? So it's about giving So it's about giving them an alternative, a music that's enjoyable, but also it's uplifting, and it's not really going to damage their lives in any way. If anything, it will uplift them and empower them.
Ooh, we talking about empowering. That's what we millennials should be about. Lifting one another up.
Exactly.
That's dope. That's
inspirational.
That's truly inspirational.
Inspirational.
Nah, because it's like a nice message to go with your music. The fact that the intention behind it is to
pure.
Uplift people.
Exactly.
And make people feel better. So I don't know. I vibe with that.
Yeah, because also with the gospel, I think it can be hard to relate to the gospel, especially when you haven't been taught the gospel so that you can understand it. So I'm coming from a point where I've understood it, and this is what I'm saying about what I understand. And for instance, one of my songs, it says, "Born to be a king, that's what he told me." And it's like, you know, something like, you listen to that in your day, you're ready, your day is like, you're prepared for the day. You know, you're born to be a king, so let this day be, you know, you should reign through this day.
Okay, I did that.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's truly inspirational.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Woo! Wow. That most definitely was something, y'all.
That's what he told me.
Hey, you see, we're in the studio busy Millie rocking, busy busting it wide open a day here.
That was really, really dope. You can probably check it on our Instagram.
Yeah.
On our YouTube channel that's coming up soon, you know.
Hey.
Yes, like it's gonna be, you're gonna see these things, and you guys are gonna be so impressed, because we were breaking it down.
I need dance lessons, man. What'd you say about
you know, and we didn't even have to stand up to break it down. We were breaking it down in rolly chairs.
On the chair.
Come on, man.
Looking cool.
We are just two goats. Two men. But anyways, back
enough
to Mello. Yeah, enough about us. Okay, so why didn't you tell the people? Well, like, this, what do they have to expect? Where can they find you? Where can they find you on social media? Because they're definitely going to want your music now. Mm-hmm. So just plug yourself.
Okay, well, they can definitely expect a lot more music, some good music, music to make them feel good, music that they'll be able to dance to, and music that will really inspire them. And they can check out my Instagram and my Twitter pages. Both of them are My Meloland Music. I'll say that again, My Meloland Music. And that's where you'll find me. So that's where you'll see.
How you spell Melo?
M-E-L-O. That is okay. So important, because yes, some people do double L's, or some people put a W at the end. And I'm just like, it's so simple. M-E-L-O. M-E-L-O. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And yeah, hopefully some new thing. Oh, yes. I already have a video out for one single that is out already. It's called Dance For You. Mm-hmm. So that single you can get on Apple Music. You can get on Google Play, Spotify, Soundcloud.
So everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere where there's music, Melo's there.
All right. And
okay. And I have a video that's out as well. You can check it out on YouTube, Melo Dance For You, as well as you'll be able to see it on One Gospel as well. And did I say you can check it out on YouTube? If I didn't,
yes, you did.
You can check it out on YouTube.
All right.
And I have another one coming out soon. The song is called Shakara. So yeah, the video will be coming out soon as well. I did shoot that last week, and it's going to be amazing.
Okay, so beautiful. The girl's been working.
So there's very exciting things coming.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting things coming.
Yeah, just
need
to penetrate, you know. Give them something. I gotta give it to them.
Give them what they want.
Exactly.
Give them what they want. I like it.
Exactly.
Anyways, thank you. It was such a pleasure having you
on
the
show. Thank you so much. I could be here all day and just chat with you guys.
You know,
it's been great.
It's for the banter. Yeah. Banter for the boys. Boys and the girls. For the boys and the girls.
Yes.
But thank you. And the ladies. And the ladies. So honestly, it's been such a pleasure.
And the ladies.
Could never forget about the ladies. But as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, I thank you so much for coming in today. And if you guys want to find out more about Melo, we are going to have a post about her up on our website, www.themillennialgen.com.
Two N's, two L's, get it right, you know.
Yeah, don't play. We know games, son. Mm-hmm. But anyways, thank you again. And the beautiful people, we have another song for you by Melo lined up. And this song is called Light.
Light, which is what the album is called as well. Ooh. This is one of my favorite songs. It's got a reggae feel to it, and it's featuring the wonderful Agent Sniper. And yeah, this is one of my first songs that I did, and I'm really excited about this one.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, but we are back, people. And if you remember, I said at the beginning of the show that we are showcasing two different ends of the spectrum. We are showcasing polar opposites. Yeah. We had the lovely Melo in with her glorious light, and now we have
the darkness.
Okay, that was a bit. Okay.
You said polar opposites. That's okay. The opposite of
I guess I played.
Is that because I'm dark skin?
No, I'm dark skin as well.
Oh, it just got racial. Damn. But we have the very talented, the all-around creator,
The Killer Cloud.
What's up, son? What's up, son? How you living, son?
I'm living amazing.
You living good? You living good?
I'm living good, bro.
Thank you so much for being here with us today, man.
Of course. Thank you for having me,
man. It's only a pleasure, man. So why don't we start how we always start out? Why don't you tell the beautiful people a little bit about yourself?
All right, beautiful people. I am the Killer Clown, producer, rapper, pretty much all-around artist, man. Like, I'm a hip-hop artist, but very experimental, man. So, I touch on a lot of sounds, so, yeah. That's fresh.
I like that explanation.
Yeah, man. I think I covered it all, man.
I definitely think so, bro. No,
you're a creative.
I'm a creative, full on.
You don't like to be like bounded by one genre, bounce around.
Yeah, I bounce around genres like all the time, man. And just besides the music aspect, like illustrations, photography, like I'm about all of that. So yeah, anything creative, man. Creative, I'm out there.
That's how we ride, dog.
That's literally
like, for real.
The purpose of this entire platform. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is about the death of the genre, you know? Death of the genre.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mumbled a little bit there.
Man's tired on a Friday.
I know. I'm feeling alive, son.
It's been a long week.
But all right, man. So you said you were a musician. Why don't you tell the people a little bit about your music?
Well, I pretty much grab inspiration from quite a few artists, but like my mains would be Kid Cudi, Tyler the Creator, a little bit of Travis, you know what I'm saying?
And
it's lit. It's lit. My voice is too deep to go that high, but you know
mine
what I mean,
isn't
man. But inspiration from those guys, production wise, people like Flying Lotus, Metro Boomin, Kitchenada, locally, Wave Gang. Shout out you guys. You guys are doing it big production wise, so those guys inspire me, man. Big time.
No, but I like that, dude. Like that's a nice diverse spread of, you know, different styles of music.
Yeah.
So I mean, shit, I wanna hear you go live on some different beats and shit.
Of course.
Yeah, we got that for the people, but you know, we gotta keep them waiting. Keep them waiting.
Why? Yeah.
Why? We're about giving the people what they want. Why do we keep them waiting?
I said
they gotta crave it, man. Yeah. They gotta crave it.
Thank
you. Know
you.
What I'm saying?
He gets it.
After what you just said, they're like salivating, dog. just waiting, like.
Hey,
for real,
man, they're gonna have to wait a little longer.
Yeah,
listen to the whole show.
Yeah. Let's play them one of his songs first. You know, like there's an order to these things.
Okay, then say that.
Damn.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And we back, son. And we were just talking about how much we loved the way that song ended. Just that hard.
Bitch!
It was perfect.
I need ad libs like that in my life. Indeed. Bro. Just when I'm walking around and shit.
You know when someone gives you a salty look, you just turn around looking and say, just drop it like that, hard and fast.
Oh man.
Even started lifting up on my seat a little. Drop it like the soap bag, you know.
I don't know how we got here.
I don't know. Everything took a hard left. But for those of you who don't know, we are here with The Killer Clown.
Why'd
you tell these people your real name? I didn't even start with that.
Should I tell them my real name? Of course, man. My name is Mboso Shabalala. You know what I mean? Very common name. Very unique boy.
Okay. Damn, son.
Man, just changed. Oh, so he's already trying to spit bars. I told you. Just turn the beat on. Let's go. Let's freestyle. I live for this, dude. Honestly.
Okay, I feel like. Freestyles. Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's give the people
I'm
what
ready.
They want.
Let's hear the beat.
So let me find this young beat for you, real quick.
Oh God.
Okay.
It's unexpected beats. I haven't even heard this, bro.
Yeah. You know we real, son.
Okay.
Like we're gonna give you a bit of a challenge.
All right. All right. You know? Okay.
How's about we want you to be like a storyteller?
Oh. Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course. Uh-huh. Let's try and see what direction we can take this.
Okay. Here's this beat, yo.
Killer Clown, baby. What the fuck going on, boy?
Taylor,
too hot on this. Alright, okay. Keep calm and meditate. Don't rush the talk and let the smoke shimmer up your face. I'm just saying my level's meant to surpass yours. It's like I cheated my way all up to the high score. But never mind, you're doing fine. How's your wife and daughter? They still giving me brain like the famous author, right? Einstein. You couldn't tell I was a relative of laxative, cause Killer Clown equals bitter shit, yeah. Bitter scripts than your easiest exam paper. Give me props like a plane. I mean, theater, goddamn, but pronunciation's kinda hard when you're smoking farms. I'm not in the clouds, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm way up in the planet where they know me overseas, where foreign bitches telling me they love me to the knees, despite the fact that I'm a dick and I ain't got smelly feet. But this is R.I.P. to all the other rappers, they be thinking they be G. I'm I-M-G-O-A-T-G-A-N-G-O-D, nigga.
Damn.
Hey, baby.
Bless
up.
Yo.
Bless up.
Yo. I'm
what
bless
you,
up.
Don't continue.
Okay. 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 Yo. I'm like, no ways. Yeah. Like, no ways. It's Killer Clown, baby. Yo. Damn. I've been doing this for so long. Yeah. I've been doing this for so long. Yeah, people don't even know my songs, but I'ma come through like nothing's wrong. Yeah, never sad, I'm always happy. Yeah, dreadlock on my head, it's always snappy. Yeah, straight off the top of the dome, you know this. Yeah, You know I'm sick, you noticed, right? God damn, I'm so hot. Yo, I'm not talking about the weather. However, I'm about to come through so better than all your favorite rappers and all they fucking girlfriends and all they fucking... Yo. Yo. Yo, check this out. Hey. 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 Okay. Me in therapy, we making, yeah, conversations, sensations, yeah. Me in therapy, my nigga, we making conversations, sensations. I tell her let's go and she do it. My niggas are moving like shooters. I'm sicker than virus computers. Your wifey is dating a loser. I tell her let's go and she do it. She buying me buckin' and jewelry. I'm drowning my soul in a Gucci. I'm trying to get Dior and Louis. I'm only trying to get the bands. I really have to understand. Smoking Swanton bombs, night with the garçons. Real nigga certified. Big thing, same size. Blonde hair, blue eyes. And she think a nigga fly. Ah, my nigga.
Yo.
I know.
Hey.
A round of applause for the boy.
Bless up, my nigga.
That was truly incredible.
Oh, like, he started off like he had prepared for it. I was like, oh.
Like, I was just expecting you to pull out a notebook just to check yourself real
quick. Oh, man.
He said it when he was off the dome.
That was so hard, dog. I even have this beat playing in the background because it was just too good, dog. People just have to let it sit.
It's soulful, man. It's very soulful and spiritual.
Man, and then you came in with like, dog. I see the Tyler, the creator, the influencer. The
bless
storytelling
up.
Was
bless up,
immaculate.
Boy.
I don't know what to say right now. Those are some woke words, man.
Bless up, man.
Don't be sleeping in these streets.
Hey, bro, we gotta get lyrical, bro. These rappers ain't lyrical anymore, man.
So I have a question for you.
Of course.
Can we get another one?
You wanna get another freestyle?
I mean,
do we have another beat though?
I think we should.
Yeah, let's grab another beat. Let's see what we can do, bro.
And we back.
Back damn. Again, baby.
That was hot, man. You weren't kidding. That's a truly different sound. Son.
I know, bro. Like, I've been saying, bro. Like, I'm genreless, man.
I dig that, man. I respect that, actually. That's crazy.
Bless
bro.
Up. We try, man.
So, there was a question, but again, these bars just made me... Oh, tell me a bit about the thought process that went into that track. Tell us about your creative process, rather.
Yo, bro, like... Okay, so the creative process is pretty much different all the time. And... it's usually just me like sitting in the studio making a beat and trying to like come up with something that kind of matches the vibe of the sound of the beat, you know what I mean? So I think I have the advantage of like producing my own beats, so like I pretty much can go whichever direction I want, whereas rappers who get beats or download beats from like, you know, the internet or whatever, they kind of have to like force themselves in the direction of whatever beat they were given, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
so they pretty much have to be, you know, that artist for that beat, you know what I mean?
So
they
did you produce the beat on that song?
I produce all my beats, bro. I like that.
So you're definitely a very multifunctional creator.
Calling him a Swiss Army knife. Is that multifunctional?
Yo, that's actually dope. I might make that my name. Swiss Army knife.
Even when I'm joking, saying, I come with that heat, man.
Boy. Damn. Okay, so we managed to find you.
Another beat.
Oh,
it's a nice one. Like, boy.
Okay.
It's
is it a nice one? That other one is beautiful,
one.
Though.
It's a known one.
Okay.
Like,
oh.
It's like, you will ride with it. Like.
Oh, let's ride. Let's ride.
So, do you want us to tell us what it is, or do you just want to experience it as it comes?
You know what? Let's just experience it as it comes, man. Let's be in the moment.
Experience it away, son. Hey. Let me just make sure the volume is up here, and we're off.
Hey. Okay. Hey, this is beautiful. Yo. I need a million a week. Yeah, I need a million a week. Yeah, I need a million a week, bro. Goes like, I need a million a week. You said you're popping the Benz. I said I'm popping the Jeep, right? 400 acres of lease. You said you're putting in work, cause that shit is going for cheap. Nah. Never. I'ma come through like whenever. Yeah, It's like the weather always changing. I'ma come through, rearranging your mind and your spine. That's cause I'm difficult. I'm always killing you. I'm always killing you. I did it twice cause I'm killer. You clown, nigga. Yeah, you know I kill a fucking clown, nigga. Stay down, nigga. You listening to my voice, surround sound, nigga. I'ma come through all the fucking time, you know how I do. It's always fucking clueless, clueless. You know I'm never fucking clueless, bro. I always do this just for the music. Flow so stupid, I'ma come through so lucid. That mean I'm dreaming, that mean I'm scheming. Next plan is bigger than the last. Yo, it's bigger than the last, yo. I'm always moving fast, Formula One, dog. I'm always moving fast, Formula One, dog. Yeah, I say it all the time so you hear it. I'ma come through like a spear in your brain. Yo, this freestyle is so insane. Yeah, everybody knows this. Yeah, everybody fucking knows this. Even all the closest of my homies, they all know me. And they owe me some cash, so I'ma need that back, my nigga. Yo, life ain't cheap, my nigga. Yo, this shit is so hard. I'ma come through with the hardest fucking bars. Yo, so dope, you can call me Escobars. Yo,
damn.
I'm from Mars, nigga.
Damn.
I'm not from this earth, nigga. I'm not from this planet. Not from this planet. Walking on the moon, nigga. Call me Mike Jackson, fuck it. Or Mike fucking Jordan. Yeah, nigga, you boring. Nigga, you boring. Your girl, your girl came. I'm scoring. Yo, fuck it. Woo, 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 woo. Okay, yeah, I'ma need you to fucking vibe out with me. I'ma need you to fucking vibe out with me. Everybody knows I'm the livest MC. Everybody knows I'm the livest MC. All the time I come through with these fucking bars. Everybody knows that I always come hard. Kill a fucking clown. Kill a fucking clown. Everybody fucking knows how it's going down. Yeah, fucking two turntables. I'ma come through, make your mom disabled. I'm sorry, I'm so disturbing.
That was what?
It took a bit of a dark turn at the end.
Oh, sorry, man. Yo, the freestyles get dark sometimes, bro.
I'ma take your horse out the stable.
Oh my god. I don't know. I'm scared of horses, bro. Like, god damn. I was traumatized as a kid, so yeah, horses are a no-go. Even in the freestyles, bro.
Like, I hate to ask, but please tell us the story, dog.
Nah, B, you're gonna put me on blast. Okay.
Music is playing in the background.
All right, sweet. Well, my parents thought it was cool to just like leave me at some weird ass daycare, at some Holiday Inn, bro, and like they had this whole day planned out for us and stuff. And it was cool at first, you know what I mean? Like, we were watching movies and stuff, and then we had to leave. And next thing, bro, like, there's horses, bro. We in the stable, fam.
Yo, we in the stable, fam.
Hey, bro, so now I'm like, I was a tiny kid, bro. So this shit was insane for me, bro, because I'm like, god damn, bro. I don't know why you niggas want me to get on this big ass dog right now, bro. Like, fam, like, I had no, you know, I didn't have the proper knowledge of like animals and stuff. So for me, it was a big ass dog. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, they put me on this thing, dog. Ish. Hey, bro. Hey, bro. I ate grass, dog. I ate grass, fam. It was insane. Bro, like, nah, I got on. Dog, I got on. I was fine, bro. And they make you do this like little circle thing, bro. But I didn't know the guy that was supposed to be guiding me had just stayed behind, bro. Next thing, I'm on a horse, bro. Like, and I'm like in the middle of this place, bro. And I turn around and I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing there, dog? I need your help here, bro. So because I'm panicking, bro, horse is also like, hey, B, I'm fucking moving, dog. You know what I'm saying, bro? So I'm like, all right, cool. I'ma play this cool. But before I could play cool, bro, I was on the floor, dog. I was on the floor, bro. I'm like this little 5-year-old kid, dog, chowing grass, crying, snot all over my face, bro. It was embarrassing, dog. So yeah, man, I don't like horses. Yo, I don't like
the killer
horses.
Killer clown just went in.
Thank you so much for blessing us with that story. That is literally the perfect thing for us to end on. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming,
of
homie.
Course, man,
everyone
of
where
course.
They can find
yeah,
you,
fuck yourself.
Bro, like, it's the killer clown, DE, killer clown normally. You know what I'm saying? You can go on Instagram, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, all the things, bro. Google me even, dog. Like, I googled myself the other day. I didn't even know I was there, but I'm there, dog. Wikipedia vibe, dog. You know what I'm saying, dog? So, you know, like, just Google the killer clown, bro. I'm there, dog. I'm there with my dark ass, man.
Thank you so much, son. This is your host, Kanye Palmer. You can find me on Instagram at Kanye Palmer.
And that's your boy, Adeyao, a.k.a. Your Majesty.
We are the Millen...
Oh, my God, bro.
Sorry, I got a little bit too keen to get out of here. So, oh, man. You know when...
You're in a rush, bro. Niggas is trying to start their Friday, bro.
But in the last minute, let me just say, we are the Millennial Gen.
God damn
gen.
It, bro.
Find us at www.... Just, you know where to find us.
I'll do it. Find us at www.themillennialgen2n2ls. Do it right. We outie, baby.
Peace.
This is CliffCentral.com.